Chapter 3. Once again he entered into a synagogue, and a man was there with a dried-up hand. So they were watching him closely to see whether he would cure the man on the Sabbath, in order that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Get up and come to the center." Next he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do a good deed or to do a bad deed? To save or to kill a soul?" But they kept silent. And after looking around upon them with indignation, being thoroughly grieved at the insensibility of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. At that the Pharisees went out and immediately began holding counsel with the party followers of Herod against him in order to destroy him. But Jesus with his disciples withdrew to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee and from Judea followed him. Even from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, on hearing of how many things he was doing, came to him. And he told his disciples to have a little boat continually at his service, so that the crowd might not press upon him. For he cured many, with the result that all those who had grievous diseases were falling upon him to touch him. Even the unclean spirits, whenever they would behold him, would prostrate themselves before him and cry out, saying, "You are the Son of God." But many times he sternly charged them not to make him known. And he ascended a mountain and summoned those he wanted, and they went off to him. And he formed a group of 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might continue with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to expel the demons. And the group of 12 that he formed were Simon, to whom he also gave the surname Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James. He also gave these the surname Boanerges, which means sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. And he went into a house. Once more the crowd gathered, so that they were not able even to eat a meal. But when his relatives heard about it, they went out to lay hold of him, for they were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." Also the scribes that came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He has Beelzebub, and he expels the demons by means of the ruler of the demons." So after calling them to him, he began to say to them with illustrations, "How can Satan expel Satan? Why, if a kingdom becomes divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house becomes divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. Also, if Satan has risen up against himself and become divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. In fact, no one that has got into the house of a strong man is able to plunder his movable goods unless first he binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Truly, I say to you that all things will be forgiven the sons of men, no matter what sins and blasphemies they blasphemously commit. However, whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit has no forgiveness forever, but is guilty of everlasting sin. This because they were saying, 'He has an unclean spirit.' Now his mother and his brothers came, and as they were standing on the outside, they sent in to him to call him. As it was, a crowd was sitting around him, so they said to him, 'Look, your mother and your brothers outside are seeking you.' But in reply he said to them, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And having looked about upon those sitting around him in a circle, he said, 'See, my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, this one is my brother and sister and mother.'"